Zone. I'm Steve Durr. I am America's voice. God bless America. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth we are. Good to have you here. Thank you for stopping in. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, big storms rolled across Michigan again yesterday. Southern Michigan, big storms. And I've already lost several trees. I need a new chainsaw. Anyhow, we'll get to that. Number two, the Ingham County Sheriff rejecting new policies put forth by the county prosecutor when it comes to traffic stops. We'll tell you about that. And number one, Governor Gretchen Whitmer able to ignore limits on campaign contributions, raking in millions of dollars in dark money. But does she think she can buy the election? Some saying you can't do that, saying she's playing with the law. In fact, one conservative group says it's an illegal scheme. You see, the governor brought in over $8.5 million from January through July, breaking all records for a Michigan incumbent governor. And a lot of that money came from big donors, you see, but the limit is $7,150. That's the maximum contribution to a gubernatorial campaign, $7,150. But she has been able to circumvent those limits because of a 1984 state ruling that says contribution limits didn't apply to governors who are defending themselves against recall efforts. But there's no legitimate recall effort underway that I'm aware of at this point. But Whitmer's campaign says there's 30 recall petitions have been filed against the governor, mostly by people who are angry about the lockdowns and everything else. And there were some big money came in. Because of the recall carve-out, according to Fox News, 44% of her fundraising haul has been because of that carve-out. Otherwise, she'd have $5.9 million, not $8.6 million. So she's using this carve-out to have an unfair advantage because anybody challenging the governor can't blow past those limitations, the $7,150. Those challenging the governor do not have that opportunity. And the Michigan Freedom Fund said Wednesday that they are filing a campaign finance complaint, the largest money grab ever seen in Michigan, and ignoring contribution limits. That's the way they put it. That from Tory Sachs. If your office refuses to enforce Michigan law against Governor Whitmer, then you can be sure that candidates will also take advantage of the newly created Whitmer loophole, said Tory Sachs. State law bars candidates for governor, like I said, from getting more than $7,150. And accepting unlimited amounts are invalid, says Tory Sachs. Supporters of the governor say she could do it because she was facing recall campaigns. In response to the new complaint, Mark Fisk, Whitmer's campaign spokesman, labeled the claims bogus and without merit. There have been nearly 30 recall petitions filed against Governor Whitmer. And governors under the threat of recall are exempt from campaign finance limits, so they can get unlimited money. Her complaint will be handled by the Bureau of Elections, which of course falls under Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, a Democrat, and her close political ally, who also wants to be governor, by the way. Sachs suggested the Bureau should investigate and require the Whitmer campaign to return the improperly obtained funds. Even if the Secretary of State rulings from the 1980s were valid, recalls are not actively being sought against Whitmer to allow for excess contributions. The most recent recall petition approved by the Board of State Canvassers expired April 29th. And three of Whitmer's largest contributions of over $250,000 each came in after that date. So it's a legal strategy. It's a game. It's playing games with the law again. All of the recall efforts are expired, according to this article in the Detroit News. They're all expired, and yet she carries on. Why? Rules don't matter. Rules don't matter. That's why. All right, here's a little something. I'm going to share this from the front page of the Lansing State Journal in the Capitol today. Ingham County Sheriff Prosecutor's policy to not charge some offenses gives criminals a free pass, he says. Ingham County Sheriff Scott Rigglesworth, along with six Ingham County police chiefs and one Eaton County police chief, got together for a news conference yesterday. This is yet another Ingham County policy of or story focusing on what's best for the offender, said Rigglesworth. The new policy put forth. The new policy put forth means if the police pull someone over for a non-public safety offense such as a broken taillight, tinted windows, cracked windshields, burned out license plate lights, expired registration, dangling ornaments, and find guns or drugs in the vehicle, the occupants would not be charged for possessing those items in almost all cases. These stops occur when someone is pulled over for a minor infraction while police look for evidence of more serious crimes. Routine traffic stops should not become fishing expeditions, says the prosecutor's office. The Ingham County prosecutor, Siemens, said these should not be fishing expeditions. Siemens said the intent of the policy is to discourage police officers from focusing on people they deem suspicious. Right, because police shouldn't look at suspicious people. I love it. Yeah. We're going to pull over non-suspicious people. Acting strangely, don't worry about it. You can't be charged anymore. And signaled it back to racism, by the way. Communities are safer when the justice system is fair for every person, no matter their income, race, gender, or ability, or the fact that they have illegal guns and drugs in the car. Don't let that bother you. Good Lord. What are a few guns among friendly gang members? Today's police policy change meets an urgent need to re-examine and reconsider how policing practices can perpetuate racial injustice in the criminal legal system, so says the prosecutor. The change gives criminals a free pass to break the law, says Rigglesworth. He's right. What family will be the best to be victimized? This is justice for whom? The only logical answer is the offender. And Rigglesworth said his deputies will continue to police as usual. Making the stop, Seaman says, are not related to public safety and submitting charges from any crime stemming from the stop. I'm not going to tell my staff to ignore some of the motor vehicle code. It'll be business as usual at the Ingham County Sheriff's Office. Well, then, I think they're telling the prosecutor we're not playing ball. Lansing Township Police Chief John Joseph said racial inequalities in the criminal justice system have more to do with poverty than a lack of education or housing than biased policing. He said he'd rather see Simon lobby legislators for changing laws like reducing fees for license plate stickers rather than handcuffing police during a time of unprecedented crime in our communities. Amen. I stand with the police on this one. I stand with Sheriff Rigglesworth. I stand with Chief Joseph. I stand with common sense. And if you get pulled over because you have bad equipment and you have illegal guns in the car, I'm sorry. Yes, you should be charged for that. It has nothing to do with race. It has to do with public safety. Public safety. Let the police do their jobs. In an unprecedented time of crime and angst towards the police, we stand against that here. 14 after. Don't go anywhere.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Someone has to step up. Someone has to step up and take a leadership role for the games to be played. That someone is an official. Someone with the love of the game and of kids and the courage to make the tough calls and take the heat. Getting started is easy. To become a registered high school game official, call or click the Michigan High School Athletic Association. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of athletics.
Apex.